Dreamscape presents Writing Science, How to Write Papers That Get Cited and Proposals That Get Funded by Joshua Schimmel, narrated by Lane Hockle. To my father, Jack Schimmel, who loved language. Preface. Those who can do also teach. It came as a surprise to me one day to discover that I was writing a book on writing. It's not the normal pastime for a working scientist, which I am. I'm a professor of soil microbiology and ecosystem ecology. I write proposals, I write papers, and I train students to do both. I review extensively and have served as editor for several leading journals. Teaching writing evolved from those activities, and it became a hobby and a passion. This book is the outgrowth. It's what I have been doing when I should have been writing papers. Although I believe I have become a good writer, I got there through hard work and hard lessons. I didn't start out my academic life that way. Before teaching my graduate class on writing science for the first time, I went back to my doctoral dissertation for a calibration check. What should I expect from students? I made it through page 2. At that point, my tolerance for my own writing hit bottom, and my appreciation for my advisor's patience hit top. Even the papers those clumsy chapters morphed into were only competent. My writing has improved because I worked on becoming a writer. That doesn't mean just writing a lot. You can do something for many years without becoming competent. Case in point, the contractor who put a sunroom on our house. He kept insisting, "I've been doing this for 20 years and know what I'm doing." The building inspector's report, however, said to reframe according to building codes and standard building practices. I have learned to write through a number of avenues. Guidance from my mentors, the trial and error of reviews and rejections, thinking about communication strategy, working with students on their papers, reviewing and editing hundreds of manuscripts, reading and rereading books on writing, and importantly, participating in my wife's experiences as a developing writer, listening to the lessons from her classes, and watching how real writers train and develop. I have tried to meld all these lessons into science writing, incorporating writers' perspectives into the traditions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?